The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden hitting the campaign trail.
On Friday, Biden spoke in Pennsylvania. The campaign says that he and the vice president will visit every major swing state in the coming week. They'll also be launching a $30 million ad campaign. President Biden will be in Wisconsin next Wednesday. It will be his fourth trip to Wisconsin in the past 7 months. First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha last weekend. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
In the meantime, both Biden and Donald Trump are stumping today in Georgia. A new study says women remain underrepresented in state legislatures. In 10 states, women make up less than 25% of the state legislatures. Rutgers Center for American Women in Politics says West Virginia is at the bottom of the list, having just 16 women in 134-member legislature. This is SRN News.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Former President Donald Trump is indicted yet again. Senator Tom Cotton.
I think it's another politicized prosecution that's more befitting of a third world banana republic than our great country.
Join us for our program and sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Every Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday nights at 11, here on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Stick around another full hour of the headliner edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network with Mitch Berg, but first, a quick look at your weekend forecast. Tonight's low dips down to about 24 degrees with clear skies. Tomorrow for your Sunday, sunny with a high nearing 50. And for Monday, even warmer, more sunshine, too, with a high in the mid-60s. You're listening to AM 1280 The Patriot. Stay tuned. Another full hour of the Northern Alliance Radio Network with the headliner edition, Mitch Berg, coming up.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy, moldy institutional blue, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, which just passed its 22nd anniversary of dominating all Twin Cities blogs in my general weight class, shotinthedark.info, is, of course, readable every Monday through Friday, sometimes more. Every morning I put something out there. Every noon I put something else out there. It kind of serves as my show prep, my outlet, my reason to get up at 5 a.m. every day for the last 22 years, just about, with a few minor exceptions. And, of course, that led, via circumstances almost too bizarre to relate, but I will attempt to relate later on to the broadcast you're listening to now, really the small chain of broadcasts that you listen to every Saturday that some of you have been gratifyingly coming back to listen to for 20 years, beginning year 21 right now, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Myself, the headliner edition of the Northern Alliance, Brad Carlson for almost going on 12 years now, actually, yeah, 12 years going on 13, closer edition, Sundays from 1 to 3. Jack Tomczak, the new guy, the subhead, as christened by Harry Niska, because, I mean, the guy needs a show name for crying out loud, and he thinks that these should be given to him by others, and if not me, who else? If not now, when? The subhead just might stick. At any rate. And, of course, King Banyan, fellow charter member of the NARN, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on her sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, have been answering that call for, well, 20 years now. This past Wednesday, March 6th, was our 20th anniversary on the air. I will be talking a bit about that later on. I don't like to do too much navel-gazing, but once a year, what the heck? It deserves a little bit of gazing, I think. And not so much spiking the ball or end zone happy dancing, much as that is called for when you consider the competition that we had, and I say had in scare quotes because it wasn't that much of a competition for the most part over the years. But the fact that we pulled this off for the last 20 years, I think, is not so much a matter of end zone happy dancing or spiking the ball or smack talking the competition, much as we do this, but gratitude. We have so much. I think I speak for the rest of the guys, are saying we have an incalculable debt of gratitude to so many people, and we try and repay that debt every week on the air. To all of you, to everyone who had faith in this broadcast over this last 20 years, we'll come back and talk about that. I don't want to move the anniversary commemoration up to the beginning of the show. That's what the end of the hour is for. But we'll be talking about that at some point here. By the way, you can join this broadcast normally at 651-289-4488, although don't call today because this is a pre-recorded broadcast. I'm off and about, off on assignment today. Brad will be here as normal tomorrow, though, so have no fear. Jack Tomczak coming in at 3 o'clock, again, live along with his cast of thousands. It's always a blast. Love to hear what Jack has coming up today. I'll be tuned in wherever I'm at. At any rate, in King Banyan, Saturdays 9 to 11 on the 1440. At any rate, last week we had, I think, an amazing conversation with Representative Harry Nisca, who, along with Walter Hudson and some of the rest of his crowd, of course, Senator Lucero, who's the senator in one of is the senator for Walter's area up in Maple Grove. Of course, Steve Drazkowski down the southeast, Mary Franzen up in Alexandria. A lot of great conservatives out there have been waving the flag for, literally and figuratively, for freedom in this legislative session. Not just policy issues, but freedom itself. We talked last week with Harry Nisca, and we'll be talking with other Republican leaders and leaders for civil rights and for freedom in this state, for the concept of rights with a capital R writ large, and discussed in not Minnesota legislation, but in terms of the Constitution and the rights that you and I and every citizen in this state are born with. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the protection and preservation of one's property, the right to earn a living and become and protect one's wealth. These are all rights. They're not given to you by government. They're given to you by whatever creator you believe in. Most of us believe in God. Most of the people in this country believe in God. There is a very significant part of our opposition that does not or believes in what I think can be reasonably called a fairly self-indulgent interpretation of a creator, or just doesn't care and considers the whole thing a fairy tale. That's fine. That's a theological definition that we can certainly have, and a First Amendment right. You don't have to believe in anything if you don't want to. That's one of the rights that are guaranteed to us. And it's one of the rights that, as we discussed with Harry Nisca last week, and we'll be discussing with more of these pro-freedom leaders in coming weeks on this broadcast, it's the one that's under the most immediate attack. Your freedom of conscience is under attack in the Minnesota State Legislature. Now, Harry Nisca and Walter Hudson pointed out over this past week that the drive to gut religious liberty in Minnesota that we discussed last week took a bit of a hit. We'll be having someone on the broadcast next week to talk about some of the developments on the assault on religious liberty. But have no fear. It's not gone. This is like the monster in a horror movie. You can't assume they're dead until you actually physically cut the corpse up. And that the monster is still waiting out there for the unwary cheerleader to walk by. And boy, I've gone down a tangent here. By the way, if you go to my blog, shotinthedark.info, Walter Hudson put together a fairly brilliant 20-minute documentary about the nature and substance of the attack on religious liberty here in Minnesota. And he may have actually, Harry Niska and Walter Hudson had the two great quotes of the week this last week about the threat we face. Walter Hudson had a brilliant quote in confronting Representative Lee Finke, a transgender woman from St. Paul, and it's a brilliant piece of video that I've posted at shotinthedark.info and have retweeted on Twitter several times now, in which he said, there's no way that you can compel someone to have to consult an instruction manual for how to refer to you. That's brilliant, because that's really what they're demanding. Some of these people with the floating genders and the morphing pronouns, they're demanding that you read their minds and determine things that are not apparent by looking at them. I ran into this past week. I have coworkers who are on board with diversity, equity, and inclusion, and make a point of introducing themselves with their pronouns. And I, you know, I'm a professional. I don't talk about my political alter ego life at work, and I don't bring theirs into it either. I actively eschew talk about politics at work, as conservatives are frequently want to do for the parts of our life outside of actually voting and pushing for policy. And my policy at work as a professional who has to get along with people and deliver a product and earn money and keep a living going and to make my company more profitable so I cash out at some point is, yeah, I will honor your pronouns if you ask me respectfully as a professional. I'll avoid them, but I'll use them. And I got pretty good at avoiding the issue here, quite frankly, at work. And by the way, I keep my work life off the air and I keep my air life out of work. So you want to talk to me as a professional, as a human being, and say, hey, refer to me as, please refer to me as Xi Zhur. I'll nod my head and say, sure, I can do that. Now, if you want to get in my face in a purple-faced rage and demand that I respect your pronouns or else, you'll have a fight on your hands, rhetorically speaking. I will not be compelled to read your mind and your preferences, especially the cartoony ones where they say their pronouns can change without warning at any time. That's just, I hate to drop the N-bomb, that narcissism, because that's become everybody's favorite way to describe everyone they disagree with, because fascism has been diluted far beyond meaning by the left. But the level of compulsion to essentially say 2 + 2 = 5 is really the subject, one of the subjects here, the compulsion to ignore your moral standing, your worldview, or face the consequences is inherent in what the DFL did this last session. And in what Aaron May Quaid was demanding appearance, by the way, in that insipid quote that we ran a couple times last hour, how she thinks it's creepy that parents, you know, teach their children about morality. By the way, she has an adopted child. I don't bring people's families into it, but she has children, including one that she conceived and had. And again, I keep people's families out of things, but I don't suspect she would tolerate being told how to raise her children by some complete stranger. And by the way, I'm the last person to do it. But you look at the wages of what the DFL has done this session. They have trashed religious freedom, although the fight back continues, and you and I are an integral part of that. They are trashing, they're doing their level best to trash the Second Amendment around the edges, nibbling away at the edges in ways that are going to take us years to fight back. By the way, Karen Housley, you and I are going to have words about this vote you have for gun control bills. that's not even talking about the Bad Think database that the DFL established in the last session here that is busy slurping up all of the bad think that you say in the world out there. Let's talk about the level of gaslighting that the DFL is giving all of us, supporters of freedom and liberty, and people of faith, whatever that faith is, even Muslim parents. We're not done with this. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. Yes, this is a call to burn some shoe leather. Go nowhere.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio monthly for connection. If you value this station, help ensure it stays in vehicles for the next generation by visiting dependonam.com.
Would you buy a brand new spa today if it were half price? AM 1280 The Patriot has one brand new Dominion spa from a local retailer, and we're selling it for half price. You get a $13,450 brand new spa, plus steps, a cover, delivery, and installation for just $67.25. There's only one available. Buy it from the retailer for $13,450. We'll buy it from us today for half price at $67.25. Call the station for details at 651-405-8800.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
Looking for a new way to give back to your community, learn new skills, and make a real difference? Consider volunteering with your local fire department. The majority of U.S. firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers, answering the call when their community needs them. Be part of a dedicated team of volunteers who step up and protect their community from all types of hazards. You can be the difference. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Aside from helping your community and being there for those in need, being a member of the Volunteer Fire Service provides many benefits, including an opportunity to learn new skills and join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Your community needs you. Will you answer the call? Learn more and find a local volunteer opportunity at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
iBelieve.com helps women wrestle with the deeper issues of their faith. Drop by for blogs and daily devotionals for women, plus articles on relationships, health and beauty, parenting, and more. At iBelieve.com, a division of Salem Media Group. iBelieve.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Join us on Twitter, Gab, MeWe, Getter, but not Parler or Truth or Mastodon. Anyway, join us, and it was a hashtag Narn Show, if you're rather write than talk. It's the place for you. We're accessible. That's what we do. We're the original social medium. By the way, Salem Now is the best streaming platform in the history of the universe. All of them. Of every universe, if you believe in the multiverse theory. Infinite universes. If there are infinite universes in the multiverse, perhaps all of them spreading off from different points in history to create more infinite universes, it doesn't matter. Salem Now is still the best platform out there. Now, it's possible that in one of those universes, they charge a fee. But in this universe right here, they do not, which makes me say, yeah.
Leaving California, by the way, streaming out there right now, a documentary on the challenges of living in California and the mass exodus as 700,000 people leave in the last 2 years due to crime and all the other blight that comes from unrestricted blue state governance. Go to salemnow.com, or you can go to AM12A The Patriot, find the Salem Now link, and check out all the other benefits at AM12AThePatriot.com, the, let's just say, temporal home of all that is good and right in the world, online. I should say, the temporal home of all that's good and right on the internet is right there, plus all sorts of cool benefits. Anyway, Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM12A The Patriot. Let's talk about the DFL's priorities and how the Minnesota Republican Party, if it can get its act together, and that's always a huge if, and I say that with all absolute unironic respect for Dave Hann, who I've respected for 20 years now, and Anna Matthews, who's the executive director, I think is doing a great job, but they both have a lot of work to do to turn this Republican Party in Minnesota into a party that wins statewide races. The opportunity is there. Let's talk about that. Now, this past week, my, for lack of a better term, congressional representative, Betty McCollum, who, and I quote, represents, end quote, Minnesota's 4th Congressional District, sent an email out to her constituents. This is dated March 5th, so just before the primaries and the State of the Union. She wrote, "Dear 4th District constituent, from lowering prescription drug costs to rebuilding America's infrastructure, President Biden and House Democrats have delivered for the American people over the past 3 years." Yeah, that Southwest Light Rail line is really delivering on infrastructure there, Betty. Okay. "On Thursday, March 7th, President Potato will deliver..." President Biden. Oh, yeah, sorry. "President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address, outlining the work we have done so far and his vision for the United States in the years ahead. As I get ready for the State of the Union, I want to hear from you." Oh, Betty, you do not want to hear from me. If you did, you would answer my biennial request to come on the broadcast and talk about 4th District issues. Anyway, no, you do not want to hear from me, but you do. Anyway, "I want to hear from you. Which priority is most important to hear President Biden talk about on Thursday night?" Now, this according to Betty McCollum, or let's be honest, her legislative staff, are the priorities that Betty McCollum wants to focus on in her job of representing 1/8 of Minnesota. Lowering prescription drug costs, reducing the cost of health care coverage. Oh, yeah, government intervention does a wonderful job of that. Canceling student debt. Defending reproductive freedom. Expanding veterans benefits or other. "Thank you for sharing your thoughts with me. I hope you will join me and watch President Biden on Thursday night." I literally would have rather watched grass grow. And I everything I heard was, well, anyway, I did not respect her wish and join her in watching the State of the Union for that. I intend no incivility, but the issues, tell us a little bit about something, some of the things that the DFL wants to, and the Democrats nationally, want to deflect away from as they approach the election this fall. Because look at the five issues she brought up. Lowering prescription drug costs, reducing the cost of health care coverage. Well, of course, that's government spending. And by the way, what she's talking about is pouring more money into the economy, which is a great way to both increase the cost of drugs and health care, but everything else, because apparently not a single Democrat alive at any level of government knows that pouring more money into something with a limited supply increases the price, inevitably. Canceling student debt, well, that's basically buying votes with public money, getting all of you plumbers and self-taught software engineers and everyone to pay for loans that you didn't take out. And expanding veterans benefits, well, oh, that's the only part of defense that any Democrat really gets behind is treating it as a social program. And defending reproductive freedom, which, of course,
it's been interesting to watch the dynamic on that issue. We'll come back to that momentarily here. So let's look at, since these are the issues she wants to focus on, three out of the five are spending issues. One of them has already come up in court as an unconstitutional taking, the idea that the president could just say, okay, all your student debt is gone. We'll pay for it, but it's gone. I mean, he can't do that. It's an unconstitutional taking from the lenders. And defending reproductive freedom, well, is basically a chanting point that forces you to ignore a key moral and ethical point. But let's talk about these issues. Now, the spending stuff, as Donald Trump's ascendancy in the Republican Party shows, spending is no longer a conservative issue. Or it's a conservative issue, but the Republican Party is not conservative on spending anymore. It's a safe bet that you can talk just as much about spending. Nobody in the mainstream of the Republican Party outside of the Rand Paul's conservative libertarian base is really seriously talking about spending anymore. That's it used to be Social Security was the third rail. Now it's any entitlement, and that's a shame, and that's going to need to fix before it fixes us. But let's talk about some of the other priorities that the DFL in Minnesota and Democrats nationwide have been pushing. Since Betty McCollum talked about defending reproductive freedom, the Democrat position, and the one that Joe Biden is clinging to with all of his fingernails dug in right now, is abortion on demand throughout the entire pregnancy. All 40 weeks, who knows, maybe a little beyond in some places. No, I'm not being facetious. There are activists who say that. Candidate Trump, is raising some hackles by saying he'd support a 16-week abortion ban nationwide passed by Congress. Most Americans are okay with the same standard Europe uses, which is 12 weeks. So Donald Trump is favoring a more progressive and, I guess if you're a life begins at birth person, more obnoxious standard than that. But he's to the center of the Democrats. Most Americans favor a limit somewhere in the gestation process before the fetus becomes viable outside the womb, which, by the way, is 22 weeks. 4 months is a ghastly standard, but it's better than the Democrats want. Republicans across the border, down the middle. But becoming a trans refuge state, you think that the average Minnesotan is okay with the state becoming a home for parents with Munchausen's by proxy? The DFL put out a move over the last 2 weeks to make Minnesota a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants, which is not only to the left of the average Minnesotan, but to the left of the DFL's Latino base, the part of the DFL base that is Latina. That's going to, if the word gets out, and the media will make sure it doesn't, but the word gets out, that's going to cost them some Latino votes. Latinos are to the right of the average American on the idea of sanctuary states and open borders. Gun control, as we've been talking about for years, gun control is now a minority position outside 494 and 694. And yet the DFL is clinging to it, along with a few moderate Republicans. Karen Housley, have your people call my people. Religious freedom? You think the average Minnesotan on issues of religion and ethics stands with the people who have been shutting down, are actively attacking religious freedom? How about parents' rights? Conservatives sprang to the defense of Muslim parents in St. Louis Park a few weeks ago to fight against for the parents' rights to opt their kids out of, let's be honest, group pornography sessions. You think that Muslim parents who get past the whole Israel thing aren't paying attention to that? One hopes. Israel, the average American, supports Israel. 83% of Americans support Israel in fighting back against the attempt to destroy Israel from the river to the sea. Another genocide. The average American supports them. The DFL, even Governor Waltz, who had a fairly strong statement on October 7th,
has come around towards the ceasefire side, because the electrodes connected to his brain are controlled by the progressive wing of the party, by the Democrat Socialists of America, who are overwhelmingly from the river to the sea types. There is opportunity out there. The GOP, for all of the yapping about the extremism of modern Republican conservative politics, is closer to the American and, I'm going to suggest, Minnesota center than the Democrats in the DFL nationwide and here in Minnesota. And a party that's capable of getting that message out could actually do the job this fall. Fingers crossed, hint, hint. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. Go nowhere. We will be right back here on AM 1280 The Patriot. There we go. There it is. We'll be right back. Go nowhere.
Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you sick of logging into your brokerage account only to find out that you've lost hundreds or thousands of dollars in a single day? At MarketBeat, we know that constantly moving in and out of stocks hoping to get lucky is a loser's game. Buying hot stocks after they've already shot up in value is a recipe for disaster. It's time to stop playing the loser's game and invest in stocks that have shown they can stand the test of time. MarketBeat has prepared a free report titled 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, and we would like to text it to you for free. Text the word PROFIT to 68285. The companies in this report might appear to be nothing special at first glance, but these companies print billions of dollars of cash each year in profit. If you would like to receive our free report of 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, simply text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll text you this report instantly. Text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll send you this free report right now. Text the word PROFIT to 68285.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Please consult with your investment or tax professional.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. I'm Brandon Tatum. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now, or visit dependonam.com for more information. Message and data rates may apply, and you may text STOP to STOP.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you will receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Quit smoking, chew, and vaping with this half-price offer from Freedom 1570 and Breathe Freedom from Nicotine. Get one program for just $250. That's half price for the faster, easier, and more effective way to quit smoking. There's a limited number of these half-off deals available. It's just $250 for one person, meaning you could save thousands this year. So call Freedom 1570 today at 651-405-8800. That's 651-405-8800.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, do you know how well your business is performing on search engines? How about social media or local online listings? I work in the field. I don't know how to decipher that stuff. That's so bizarre. Anyway, we can help you out there. Go to Salem Surround Marketing. You can call at 651-289-4450 or go to surroundmsp.com. Surround Marketing, surrounding your customers with all that glorious marketing. Salem Surround Marketing. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 12A, The Patriot, entering year 21, of which more in just a moment here. So, one of the reasons that I...
that this show exists was because there was a groundswell of support for conservatism. And there's a good reason for that. The status quo in our society, the big institutional status quo in our society, is actively pushing against all of the ideals that conservatives stand for. Now, you might hear the occasional Democrat, DFL, or even anti-Trump Republican say, well, what are those ideals? Do you actually have any ideals? Or are you just all about the party? It's a legitimate question. It's a legitimate question, and it's one that you need to be able to answer because, as we've seen for 16 years now, the other side is actively demonizing you for your beliefs, whatever they are. You don't have to know what you believe for them to consider you evil. I started banging this drum in 2009 when the Obama administration and its various camp followers started moving the Overton window of authoritarianism to encompass pretty much every variety of conservative group or policy to gin up hysteria for, as commenters then and now call it, a coming, quote, tidal wave of right-wing terror that'll dwarf 9/11. And by the way, the term right-wing terror has a lot of different pseudonyms, white supremacy or misogyny, or just pick every piece of bad think, every bad think label that it can hang on you. That's all of them. But right-wing terror in general, that will dwarf 9/11. That's literally a quote. And by the way, this goes back to 2009 when Barack Obama's Homeland Security Secretary Jeanette Napolitano sent a memo to law enforcement officers nationwide saying, hey, don't believe that war on terror going behind the curtain. The real threat is all those tax protesters, all those Second Amendment advocates, all those bloggers, all those dissidents out there, land rights activists, pro-lifers. Any of this ringing a bell to any of you out there? Or maybe to all of you out there? I mean, there is something in that memo from 2009, 15 years ago, to cover you, maybe several times over. Remember, the DFL started a snitch line, and they run a bad think database right now. And this is all follows up on that. And this just keeps on going. The social slander started 15 years ago. And it, by the way, hit close to home here. A few years after that, when the Southern Poverty Law Center claimed that our friends of the Taxpayers League of Minnesota, who used to have a broadcast airing from 9 to 11 here, our good friends David Strum and Margaret Martine, Dave, of course, now with HotAir.com, along with Ed Morrissey, called the Taxpayers League of Minnesota, who, by the way, agitated and lobbied for sane conservative tax policy, they called it a hate group. Yeah, and by the way, some have taken to this change of tone with real facility. Some of them private citizens, some of them not so much. I mean, a story came out last week of a couple of peaceful pro-life students listed by the University of Maryland's Terrorist Center database. Now, University of Maryland did not respond to inquiries from College Fix, who ran the story, by the way. But a pro-life group says its attorneys are on the case. I will say this, civil liberties groups' lawsuit printers are running red hot. That smoky smell is lawsuits coming out from the Gun Rights Policy Center, from civil liberties attorneys and religious liberties attorneys here and nationwide. The university's National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism has endeavored to track alleged, quote, extremism, end quote, from 1948 to the present through a database entitled Profiles of Individual Radicalization in the United States. And it lists mainstream pro-life organizations like Pro-Life Action League among threats such as the Klan and Al-Qaeda. Moreover, two subjects affiliated with Students for Life for America appear to be peaceful protesters who were cleared of all charges. But you know, they don't have to be charges involved. I have been called a hate group. David Straub's Taxpayers League was called a hate group. We've all been attacked. You and I, whether we know it or not, are being put in that potential terrorist category. So the question is, what do you stand for? As a conservative in this day and age, in a day and age when the term conservatism seems to be endangered, even in the Republican Party. I mean, some of the anti-Trump crowd makes a fair enough point. Trump is well to the center of the Republican Party himself in terms of the things he stands for. I mean, he was a lifelong Democrat until 10 years ago. And he governed like, for the most part. Now, that's not to say that he didn't govern far more conservatively than Hillary Clinton would have. And that having him in charge this last 4 years in many respects would have been preferable to Joe Biden. And by the way, I say this condemning the January 6th riot, which was a riot, not an insurrection, not a mortal threat to democracy. And yeah, Donald Trump said things that encouraged that riot. Whether it was provoked or not, it was a fertile field for someone on either side to start a riot that was damaging, but no threat to democracy at all. This hill I will defend. So what are the principles? I go back to the Sharon statement, by the way, which comes from September of 1960. And it was the likes of William F. Buckley, Jack Kemp, many of the other people who went on to lead American conservatism to its peak in the 80s. Foremost among the transcendent values is the individual use of his God-given free will. That liberty is indivisible, that political freedom cannot long exist without economic freedom. That the purposes of government are to protect those freedoms through the preservation of internal order, the provision of national defense, and equality of justice. And by the way, right there, that point number three, actually those 2 points right there, liberty is indivisible, and that government is here to protect order, spit directly in the eye of the DFL, who think that liberty is fungible, that civil liberties are part of a living document that can be revised by current according to current whims and fads, and that government is to protect freedom through the preservation of internal order. Hey, isn't order the opposite of freedom? No. Agreeing to the preservation of an order mutually through our representatives is a freedom, and it makes prosperity possible, and without prosperity, freedom is more or less irrelevant. And without prosperity, and without both order and prosperity, without freedom and prosperity, order is oppression. You have to have all three. That the Constitution is the best arrangement yet devised for empowering government to fill its proper role while restraining concentration and abuse of power. By the way, the DFL hates that. That's a shot in the face of the living document creed. That the genius of the Constitution, the division of powers, is summed up in the clause which reserves primacy to the several states or to the spheres not specifically delegated to the federal government. That the market the market economy allocating resources by the free play of supply and demand is the single economic system compatible with the requirements of freedom and constitutional government, and that's at the same time the most productive supplier of human needs. That when government interferes with the work of the market economy, it tends to reduce the moral and physical strength of the nation. That no man bestow on another, it diminishes the incentive of the first and the integrity of the second and the moral autonomy of both. They will be free only so long as the national sovereignty of the United States is secure. Well, that means you have to have a border, doesn't it? The history shows periods of freedom are rare and that free citizens concertedly defend their rights. They have to defend those rights against all enemies, including within. These are 64-year-old principles now. And they need to be as alive today as they ever were. This is not even optional, folks. This is what needs to drive us all as we head into this election here. And the question you have to ask yourself is, what political decisions, what votes do you make that best uphold that little laundry list of absolutely transcendent principles I just ran down for you here, which led us to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. At one point, 9 people who upheld those values and still do every week on the air. We'll go back and talk about that in a moment here. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. Out in a blaze of glory, setting your sights for the sky, hanging off to you anything at all, but your dreams must not be sold. Going out in a blaze of glory, no price is high. I'll fight it back with feeling.
If you can snap your fingers, you can find this radio station. Your smartphone is now your smart radio. There are no limitations on where you can find us. We're always on. It's liberty and truth through your smart speaker. Just say, play Freedom Radio, Minneapolis.
I remember when we found out we were expecting you, and we were so surprised.
You were?
Yep, but then we heard your heartbeat and knew you were going to change our lives.
What happened after that?
Well, you grew and grew in my tummy. You started kicking, sucking your thumb, and even making a fist.
No wonder I was a surprise.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD, and 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
Quit smoking now with this exclusive half-price offer from The Patriot and Breathe. Freedom from nicotine. Get one program for $250. That's half price. Breathe is the faster, easier, more effective way to quit smoking and start saving. There are a limited number of these half-off deals available. That's $250 for one program from The Patriot and Breathe Laser Therapy. You can quit smoking in just 60 minutes this week. Call The Patriot at 651-405-8800.
Don't get lost in the endless stream of misleading headlines. Turn to a leading source of conservative news. Townhall.com. Political cartoons.
Thoughtful commentary.
And an intelligent perspective on the day's headlines. Townhall.com.
A division of Salem Media Group.
AM 1280 The Patriot. The Northern Alliance Radio Network. My name, Mitch Berg. My band, Elephant in the Room. By the way, appearing tonight from 7 to 11 at the American Legion in Spicer. If you're anywhere within a couple hours of the greater Wilmer Metroplex, hope to see you there on the shores of Green Lake. Having a great spring, winter? It is winter, isn't it, still technically? So having a great winter with Elephant in the Room, a gig coming to a place near you shortly. But if you're in the greater southwest Minnesota area, hope you can join us at the Spicer Legion tonight, the whole crew, including former producer Tommy the H-Bomb Win, which will bring us to the subject of this final segment here. It's the 20th anniversary of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. This show has been on the air for 20 years as of this past March. Last past Wednesday was the actual 20th anniversary, and like a lot of the things in my life that have actually worked out, like my move to the Twin Cities or my career or the blog that I write or so much that actually works and makes sense in my life. The NARN started out as kind of a what the heck, why not kind of idea. I mean, many of the decisions started frustrated, intoxicated in some cases. I don't know about the NARN, but in 2003, after about a year, two years of writing a successful blog, caused me to, had been recognized by Hugh Hewitt as one of the Northern Alliance of blogs, which for those of you who were around 21 years ago, was Hugh Hewitt recognizing that a bunch of his favorite conservative blogs counterintuitively came from very liberal Minnesota. and what we thought was very liberal back then, by the way, and would probably pass for moderate Republican today. At any rate, and Hugh Hewitt christened us at this time. That time, us was Powerline, Captain's Quarters, the SESU Scholars, Fraudes Libertas, myself, and let's see what else. I think I got them all here. It's a group called Spitbull that kind of came and went fairly quickly. It was five blogs, basically, that were the Northern Alliance of Blogs. Oh, James Lilacs, of course, was part of it there as well. And in 2003, in just kind of a fit of figuring, why the heck not? This vibe I get once in a while says, let's swing for the fence. Let's take the most absurd possible chance I can imagine. And that manifests itself as saying, in an email that I sent out to the rest of the guys that became the Northern Alliance, that were in the Northern Alliance of Blogs, say, hey, why don't we try and do a talk radio show? And the answer was, understandably, you find the opportunity and we'll think about it good and hard. Now, I can't imagine how far out of left field the idea must have sounded to the rest of the guys, who, by the way, were John Hinderacher and Scott Johnson of Powerline, Brian and Chad and Atomizer and J.B. Doubtless from Fraudes Libertas. There's a blast from the past. Ed Morrissey, who used to be with Captain's Quarters before he went to Hot Air. King Banyan of SCSU Scholars. Yeah, that was the blog that launched him to AM 1440, The Businessman. And a husband and wife pair of lawyers who are actually the brother and sister-in-law of Atomizer from Fraudes Libertas. And who weren't actually interested in doing the show, and whose names I can't remember because it's been 20 years. Anyway, Halloween 2003, we met with AM 1280, and to my amazement, they were interested. Patrick Campion, I was the operations manager at the time, and on January 23rd, 2004, there was a get-together with Hugh Hewitt and Dwayne Patterson at a place, long-defunct but wonderful restaurant, Billy's Lighthouse in Wayzata. The station gave us a commitment. 3 hours actually at the time, every Saturday from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280 The Patriot, right after a couple of other shows, The Taxpayers League Live and Dwight Rabus. And 20 years ago this past Wednesday, the Northern Alliance Radio Network did its first show. It was a very different production back then. I was the only guy who'd ever done radio other than King Banyan, who'd been a disc jockey in college radio, which is a whole other thing than talk radio. So I was more of a traffic cop than a host back then. We had these elaborate traffic control signals to keep people from talking over each other's lines and prevent the pandemonium that usually happens when you have group shows, because listeners don't know everyone's voice. And when people talk over each other, like, for example, all of the attempts at group talk shows that they tried at the local liberal talk station, it sounds like a bunch of Cub Scouts jabbering away in the back of the bus. We managed to avoid that, and that was largely because of the traffic control system that we developed amongst ourselves that had me signaling like the deck boss on an aircraft carrier or a traffic cop in Midtown Manhattan. At any rate, the show has clearly morphed a lot over the years. Atomizer left after one segment. he just decided he wasn't a radio person. He came in and screened calls for us often over the years, but he left after one segment. J.B. Doubtless, he did a couple months, but he was commuting from Rochester and didn't dig the radio thing. Scott Jansen, he made it 10 months, and he figured he was more of a writer than a talker. That's fine. We've had him back a few times. Still a great friend of the show. In 2006, we morphed into a couple different shows. Brian, Chad, and John took 2 hours from 11 to 1. King Banyan and Ed and I took the next couple hours for a little bit. After that, King and our newbie, Michael Broadcorb, in 2006, split away to do a 3-to-5 show every Saturday. And that went on for 4 years. That was the status quo for 4 years. And by the way, the glory days of this station in some ways. I mean, it had 8 solid hours of red meat conservative talk every Saturday, counting Taxpayers League. Now, 2010, King ran for the House. And one, he ran over to our business station. At the time, it was the 1570, but he's been on the 1440 for some time, talking about economics so as not to violate campaign finance laws, even though a couple of Twin Cities lawyers ludicrously tried to challenge the station on that and got beaten to a pulp by the FCC, as I predicted in my blog. The show moved over to the business format, as 1440 did. In 2011, Michael left to take the Senate communications job. Chad, Brian, and John departed the station around that time. Brad Carlson joined in 2011 on June, Watermelon's birthday. And Ed Morrissey left in 2012. And finally, 3 years ago, Jack Tomczak joined 3 from 5 Saturdays. It's funny how talking about the events almost every weekend makes it harder to see that slow crawl of history. I mean, if you'd have told us 20 years ago that CD8 would ever be Republican, or that R.T. Ryback would Betsy Hodges would come out as moderates, I'd have said you were nuts. Anyway, I put this out there not as nostalgia and not as spiking the ball, but really as a way of expressing my profound gratitude. First of all, to 4 rounds of general managers, John Hunt, who I can't believe to this day agreed to put us on the air in the first place, or Ron Stone after him, or Nick Anderson after him, and now the great Mike Murphy, who came up through sales and is still a supporter, or 4 operations managers. I mean, Patrick Campion, who got us in the door to my amazement, or Nick Novak or Lee Michaels, and now former NARN producer John the Conciliere Berg, no relation, but who kept us on the air and sounding good all these years. And finally, all the producers we've had, and we've had a lot, so many I can't even begin to name them all. I started off with the great, late, great Joe Hansen, no longer with us, but former colleague from another local radio station who came over here to join us in the first year and still one of the best in the business. Irina Milanina after that, Matt Reynolds, the great Megan Fatale, Terminator N, Tommy the H-Bomb Wynn, who produced us for several years, and now is the lead singer of Elephant in the Room. Of course, the Conciliary, G-Money, Spencer for Hire, are on the board right now. Thank you to all of you, by the way, who made us sound good. And by the way, to all of you who were blessed to have listening all the time. 20th anniversary party to celebrate that is coming up April 6th at the Exchange Food and Drink in New Brighton. It's at Old Highway 8 and County Road E2 in New Brighton. I haven't thrown a party, by the way, since the last mob event, probably 2013-ish. It's about high time we did this. And by the way, this is also the 10th anniversary party that I've been noshing about for, I don't know, 10 years to the day here. Anyway, thanks to the whole list of people I ran down to, at anyone I forgot, to the NARN guys, to the producers, to the station management, to the salespeople who occasionally made it rain, to all of you, each and every one of you, for tuning in all this time. Thank you all for making this first 20 years possible. God willing, another 20 years. I know I got it in me. God knows the state needs it. Thanks for tuning in all these years. God bless you all. God bless America.
My name is John Richardson, and I am from Badness Heights, Minnesota. Well, there was a big hailstorm that came through the neighborhood, and my roof was severely damaged, and I knew I needed new shingles. Well, there were a lot of people who came through the neighborhood. Every 10 or 15 minutes, people would be knocking on my door saying they would help me repair the roof. JTR, I dealt with them before, and they immediately called me and said that they would meet with my insurance company, assess all the damage, and make sure that my roof was repaired properly. Within 2 days, they had the job finished. One of the things I noticed about the workers was that they, as they did the job, they would clean up and make sure that all the debris was picked up. I think the best part about JTR was when they took a look at my shingles and they made sure the insurance company knew that they were architectural shingles, not just your normal shingles on a house. JTR Roofing did everything and more that I asked them to do. They did a great job. Call them. They will come out and take care of everything you need, and they are really professional.
The Patriot is proud to air the Pledge of Allegiance every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m., brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo. If you're a veteran, current service member, or first responder, we would like to honor your service by having you recite the pledge. Please call the Patriot today, and we'll book a time for you to visit our Egan studio. Call 651-289-4410. Listen to Pledge of Allegiance weekdays at 7:30 a.m., brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
Quit smoking, chew, and vaping with this half-price offer from the Biz 1440 and breathe freedom from nicotine. Get one program for just $250. That's half price for the faster, easier, and more effective way to quit smoking. There's a limited number of these half-off deals available. It's just $250 for one person, meaning you could save thousands this year. Call the Biz 1440 today at 651-405-8800. That's 651-405-8800.
AM 12. Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.